All right, I have a loaded slate of news and different angles of the New World Order that I want to get into. We focused on the election enough today and the globalists and all the dirty tricks they're cooking up, and we've done what we can do there. I want to hit some of the different angles of what the globalists are up to in this hour, and I want to take some phone calls. But when we give the number out here in a moment, I just want to put 8 calls on the board because that's what I'll have time to take. Because I don't want people to have people on hold in the fourth hour when I have a special guest that I'm hosting today on a bunch of really critical issues that we'll announce once we get to that point. But I'm going to fire up the phone system right now and give you the toll-free number to join us. All right, the toll-free number to join us is on what I covered last hour. The globalists preparing civil unrest, saying Trump's going to use the military against the people. They're doing that for a reason. They're promising civil war conditions. How do you think we counter that? And then you're welcome to call in about any other subject I've raised, any of the other reports we've gotten into, or any other subject that you want to bring up. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. All right. Some stations don't carry this 5, so let me tell you what I'm going to news blitz and then go to your calls on. I've talked about this some, but I want to get into this more. DOJ directive expands domestic military authority to include lethal force. What's really behind that? And I have the DOD directive. Then we've got more on the campaign. A crowd of Republicans will join Harris at Pennsylvania stop, as if the Republican evil neocon establishment endorsing her is a good thing. That shows that the establishment just doesn't know there's been a realignment and they've lost, or they're just refusing to give up. But the way they're refusing to give up makes it even worse for them. They should be acting like they're anti-establishment when they are the establishment. I mean, this is just amazing. Also, I mentioned this yesterday, and it ties into all these UFO drone harassments happening at military bases and against naval vessels, where they admit they're human propeller-driven craft, but say that they don't know what they are. Well, of course they know what they are. That ties into something that I didn't get to. All the major tech companies are getting authorization to build their own nuclear reactors. Now, why is that important? I've got to get to that. I didn't finish the key point yesterday. I'll hit that. Also on the campaign, you've got Mitch McConnell blocking money in key battleground fights for Kerry Lake and Ted Cruz. Also, Mark Halperin predicts the greatest mental health crisis in history when Trump wins. I'll explain from my view what's really happening there. Also, was this the plan? Child sex trafficking has tripled in the last 3 years under Biden-Harris border policies. Well, of course that's the plan. Can we get around to understanding that? Also, witness tampering. New texts reveal Liz Cheney directly communicated with her star witness. That's illegal. Of course, the whole committee was illegal. Also, major survey reveals over 1 in 6 Germans report side effects from COVID-19 vaccination. Also, new polls out, over 90% of Americans don't want all this transgender stuff and people having men compete against women. But in that big survey, it's an interesting group we discovered that does back it, those that want to sexualize children. Also, BMW says EU ban on gasoline cars by 2035, that's just 11 years from now, is no longer realistic because the electric cars just don't work and aren't feasible and are basically a scam. Yeah, they're a nice novelty, but it's just not a bridge that goes anywhere. It is a bridge to nowhere. Also, another government lie. FBI caught, again, putting out fake crime statistics, trying to dial back the real level of crime under the Defund the Police operation, similar to the Department of Labor and Statistics and the Commerce Department lying about 218,000 jobs, and then even more they found that were fake. The head of the Commerce Department responded by saying she doesn't know what the Department of Labor and Statistics is. That's part of her department. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, Our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Talk about something that, from my knowledge, no one else has talked about. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, how the breakaway civilization is planning to shut off our power while they still have power for themselves. That is coming up, critical intel and a lot more news. But right now, I want to go to your phone calls, 877-789-2539. Interspersed with news. I only have time for about 80 of your calls, but I wanted to get some calls here on the broadcast today. Let's take a call from Rich on Trump winning. Now the Democrats are openly saying they're not going to certify the win. What will be their backdrop to try to legitimize that, Rich?
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Rich from New Jersey. I'm just curious to know, say Trump wins decisively, landslide, whatever. My question has been for weeks now, what if they don't certify the election with Rask and his cronies in the deep state? And what actually can be done in this situation besides civil unrest? I mean, what actually could be done? What do we do in the case of that happening?
Well, I'm glad you called about this because you reminded me of a point I've been meaning to make for weeks. And for some reason, would we even write notes to do it? It wouldn't do it. In fact, I'm going to take your call and put it out as its own report on X and Man.Video because it really is the big issue. They are saying, if Trump wins, Pelosi, Raskin, all of them, that, and a bunch of Democrat senators, that they are not going to certify it. And everything they've been doing is trying to goad us into violence, goad us into civil rest. They've been trying to set up Trump supporters to carry out violence, to, you know, kidnap Whitmer. That was all fake. The whole January 6th situation, they've now been caught running that whole thing. It's why the January 6th commission was really a cover-up operation, wasn't lawfully put into place. Republicans didn't have any control over it. That violates federal law, violates the Constitution. That was to scoop up all the evidence, and then they destroyed all the evidence after they put out their fake report, which is also illegal. And we have witness tampering, new text reveal, Liz Cheney directly communicated with J6 star witness Cassidy Hutchinson about her testimony about Hutchinson's attorney's knowledge without her knowledge. So that's again, illegal what she did. It's witness tampering. But even the commission itself was just a show. So to answer your question about what do we do? Well, when they do this, they're going to provide the false flags, obviously, they've been preconditioning us for, to demonize anyone questioning the election or questioning them not certifying. And the answer is not violence, obviously. The answer is not having a race war and killing each other that they'll try to get going. The answer is having the state legislatures and governors call an emergency council. It's a dangerous situation, but we're already in that because they could do anything at that point. But the governors and the states could call a con-con or something similar, and just announce that the states do not recognize their non-certification, and then you could have the states convene, and the legislatures would then accept the delegates that represent the electors that represent the votes through the Electoral College, and then you could have the states override the Congress and certify that. I don't think the Democrats are going to have the votes in the House to do that, where they have a minority, but it is a very slight minority. Some Republicans have signaled they might vote with them, but there'll have to be some pretext that, oh, Trump supporters blew up a black college or church or something, and that Trump supports it. You know, there's got to be some civil unrest cover that they've said they'll use. Oh, well, no, there'll be civil unrest because he's so horrible, and you know, we've got to block Trump from, you know, when he's the president, from blocking that civil unrest. But I look at it as if, from all the evidence we have, they're going to launch that during the 76 days while he's president-elect. So there's a lot of other mechanisms that could be done. You could have the states, which represent the people, redeclare a new Declaration of Independence against the coup. And then you would have to have Trump, just like the Democrats said they would do if Trump won in 2020. They had a war game the New York Times reported on, again, I mentioned earlier, with John Podesta, where they said that they were going to ignore his win and then get the blue states together and certify that Biden had won, and then basically create a political, geographical split and schism and ultra-constitutional crisis and really political, leading into physical civil war. And they intend to prime that again along racial lines that they've prepared. So it's a mess any way you slice it. And then at that event, Trump, once the states certify him, would have to deal with the military, because almost all the generals are globalist. And so Trump at that point would have to say that all the military leaders that agree with what the states have done muster up and, you know, basically publicly swear their allegiance to the Republic and to his election. And then the deep state would stage some big false flags and claim that Trump military was blowing things up and killing people. That's why they have all these movies priming you for it. And it just turns into a total disaster and a mess. That's why discussing this and explaining the Democrats are getting ready for this is so important, so that Trump can get out of ahead of it and say, they keep saying, I'm going to have martial law and I'm going to arrest everybody. And Trump comes out and says, they're the ones with Biden executive orders and new military directives for civil unrest, martial law, and killing U.S. citizens. They're the ones aiming the gun at us and taking the safety off and putting their finger on the trigger. So there's a lot of ways to do this, but a lot of it's force majeure, or the most powerful force. And if the people are right and it's clearly a fraud, then we have to talk about ways to remove the bureaucracy and the deep state and the swamp out of power, because they're going to try to create the illusion that they are the legitimate people still in charge when they're not. And there's a lot of different ways to skin a cat. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what I really think is that the deep state and the left is priming, at least I know in the New York area, is priming law enforcement everywhere to be proactive in arresting, even for peaceful protesting. So say whether Trump wins or loses or doesn't get certified after the election, there will be mass arrests. And I just think they're looking for the Trump supporters to just, you know, at some point, like Owen Schroyer says, you know, you had enough. And you can only kick a dog so many times, not to retaliate in any physical or, criminal means, but just to have our voices heard. And I really think that's going to happen. I think the you-know-what is going to hit the fan after this election. And I think it's going to be relatively quiet up until November 5th.
Well, that's what Biden has said. He said it 2 weeks ago, and we played it once. But I was trying to find the clip. Biden worried about violence after election. It was just like a short clip. And I mean, that's what Harris said yesterday. And so they've lost politically. The globalists are losing worldwide the fight for hearts and minds big time. So all they've got left is the violence. And so the left goes out and burns down car dealerships and restaurants and loot stores. Populists aren't going to do that. Notice the UN never gets hit. The CFR never gets hit. Bill Gates never gets hit. And I'm not calling, in fact, the opposite, for anybody to go after them violently. But you know, if they say right-wingers blow up a black church or college or something, that's the globalists doing that. I mean, populists and conservatives are smart enough that if things go to the Civil War and they're trying to arrest patriot leaders and trying to send us to camps, that then it's not going to be too healthy to be Mark Zuckerberg in his bunker. And I'm not trying to go there. I'm just telling the New World Order something they already know, that your own security people and everybody around you are sick of you, and that patriots are going to be much more precise in all of this than mobs of Antifa Soros-funded idiots that are just trying to destabilize society and implode the economy. So I just don't even want to start wargaming that. I don't want to think about that. I told Zuckerberg, you know, a year ago and 6 months ago, I said, you better come out and say you're against the New World Order. Just because I was in Kauai, I love to go there every few years, and the native Hawaiians, the Asians, it's not just Hawaiians, there's a lot of Asians been there four, five, six generations, Japanese, Chinese, you name it. And then, of course, you've got the folks from the mainland, and I can't go in a restaurant, I can't walk down the beach, I can't go anywhere, a hotel, and not just be mobbed by the locals. And all they talk about is how when everything goes down, they're going to go after all the globalists. And I'm just like, okay, well, I'm not going to talk about that. And it's literally, they know all about the persecution of me and Trump. They know all about the New World Order and to the highest levels of the Hawaiians and all of them. And they're just foaming at the mouth to go after the globalists. So, and that's just a microcosm. And Zuckerberg came out and said, oh, I'm not political. I'm sorry for fixing the election. I won't do it again. Because he knows. I mean, he knows I'm not just saying that. I mean, literally, I'm in Hawaii, and it's like, it was bad 5 years ago. It was bad 3 years ago. I went back this year for a week and a half, and my favorite place is there in Kauai. It's where they film all the dinosaur movies and stuff. It just doesn't even look real, especially the north of it. And it's just, it's like being on, you know, the best drug to be there. It's just unbelievable. The rainbows, all of it, a real slice of heaven, like heaven came down to earth. And I mean, I can't even lay on the beach without people telling me they want to go after the New World Order. So that's a microcosm of all of this. And so I understand. I mean, let's say they don't certify Trump. I mean, what does the local government have to do with that? Or what? I mean, people are angry. I mean, what are you thinking about doing? I mean, what are you saying?
Well, I just think everything that you tell the listeners to do, you know, just keep voicing everything on on X everywhere, and just keep fighting the good fight. I mean, really, there's no real eloquent way to state it. I mean, we just have to keep going and see how this pans out. Because everybody I talked to are like, oh, I can't wait till November 5th until this is all over. I said, they're just getting started. This is when the fun really starts. So, you know, I pray to God that I'm wrong. I pray that we're wrong, and who knows, by some miracle, maybe it will be certified. Who knows? I'm praying that.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about not certifying it. They're more apt to just have warehouses full of ballots for Kamala, and then in key battlegrounds, just keep it open, close the counting centers, put up the poster over the windows, and steal it bigger than Dallas again. I mean, when something isn't broken, don't fix it. So that's. But I'm telling you, look, they're already on 60 Minutes everywhere else saying Trump supporters, when Michigan and Georgia and Pennsylvania and Arizona and other battleground states say there's more ballots coming in, and anybody tries to have oversight, they're calling that terrorist, and they're going to provocateur some events or a mass shooting or something at one of these tabulation centers. They've already told you what they're going to do. All right? I mean, it's like the day before they tried to kill Trump the first time, I said that it's imminent, they're going to try to kill him. You better watch out at the rallies. I mean, this is not rocket science. People ask how I know this stuff. My God, they telegraph everything they're going to do. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate your question. It's really the central question. But the other point you didn't bring up, and I mentioned it last hour, is their plan B is to just hand this disaster to Trump and to have the economy further unravel once he's president-elect, and you know, blame it on him and tariffs. It's not tariffs when there's one side of deals with China and India and Mexico and 60 other countries where you just can't produce stuff here because it's made so cheap over there because we have energy embargoes through policy and they don't. Just the cheaper energy in China or India or Mexico makes it hard to build things here. I mean, you can do it, but it's going to cost twice or three times more. Trump, if people think that Trump getting in is going to be a bed of roses, They got another thing coming. Our work just begins. This will not be like a normal election cycle where things are really hot and crazy and the election happens and things settle down. All over the world, things just ramp up. Let's go to Jesse in Tennessee on Trump. Go ahead, Jesse.
Thank you for talking to me, Alex. I appreciate all the information you've put out over the years, and it's made a big help for people. And after Trump gets elected, do you think that, well, you more or less answered the question earlier on that phone call. I just don't think they're going to let us be at peace for a long time. I think they're going to push us and keep pushing until we have no choice. What do you think about that?
Well, that's it. And so to everybody out there, you better work as hard as you can to just have such a political, cultural, spiritual awakening that they're whistleblowers, what James O'Keefe's doing, what Steven Crowder's doing, what all these, I mean, the folks that got the CIA officer admitting they ran the whole setup on me on Sandy Hook, that was devastating to them. Look, it's going to be the whistleblowers. We already see it in the Border Patrol and DHS and FEMA. And it's going to be the real independent media that boosts them. That's really their Achilles heel, is that their own people are going to stop following orders just out of self-preservation. So as negative as things are, I would just tell folks, and I know patriots know this, that if things do go into a hot war, if they push us into that, just remember, the police will be given false stories. We'll be given false stories. The black folks will be given false stories. The white folks will be given false stories. And they all just intend to have us kill each other. And that is not the answer. In a revolution, in a physical one, the police and the military are things you step around and avoid. It only helps the globalists if we chew them up and chew ourselves up. So I don't want things to get violent. But if they do, people need to be very strategic about it. It's like in Star Wars, the first episode, episode 4, where they come upon the Sandcrawler and all the Jawas are dead because the Stormtroopers are looking for the droids, the Death Star plans. And he says, I see Bantha sticks and all the rest of it. Looks like Sand People did this, but never heard of Sand People hitting something this big. Obi-Wan Kenobi says, that's because they didn't. Look at these blast points. Only Imperial Stormtroopers are so precise. Well, we have to think like that. And I've done zero mental behavior in that realm, okay? Because that's not my job. That's not what I do, even though I've studied military history and know more than most generals about how you do this. But I just want to tell everybody something, that we haven't done our job if it goes to that point. And all I'm saying is that the CFR at the top, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group leadership, the UN garbage, the Hollywood trash, the leadership, the Jeffrey Epstein people, they're the ones that think they're going to sit in their bunkers with private security while we all kill each other. And I want them to know, because I'm not, this is not my bailiwick, okay? But guaranteed, there are a lot of people that are informed like I am that if this goes to a full war, they're like Santa Claus. And they got lists and they've been checking them twice to see who's naughty and nice. And so when Santa Claus comes down your chimney in a civil war, he ain't going to be bringing presents. And he ain't going to be looking for milk and cookies. So I would tell the globalists, and we're seeing this happen, a lot of them are flipping over to our side, not just Zuckerberg. It's all over the place. That's good. You're smart. By the way, I don't want to be in a civil war with you. I am on record. They're not going to set me up. I'm not leading any armed rebellions. I'm not marching around like George Washington. That's not who I am. I'm more of a, you know, type guy that's just getting the information out, like Sam Adams. Think of me as like a Sam Adams. You know, he had one of the richest men in Boston. I'm not that, but I reach a lot of people. And he put his whole fortune in to pamphlets and newspapers before the war and during it. And he reportedly spent everything he had. By the way, got it all back after. Spent every, one of the biggest brewers, you know, on the East Coast. That all there was the East Coast back then. And he put every nickel he had, every penny he had, into the war. And so that's what I do. But I'm going to tell people again, very slowly, you do not want this to get physical. That's what the enemy wants. Now, if we go into that, I am just advising the feds, that means the federal marshal, the FBI, all of it, my God, sit it out and just get out of the way. And I'm telling all the listeners, look, if we get into a civil war and we chew up the police and the feds, they're going to bring in UN troops in here so fast, they're going to cut the power, they're going to say the Trump supporters did it, and we're going to be with the lights off for a year. Okay? And they're going to let reactors melt down. They're going to release bioweapons, and there'll be an FBI agent family dying down the street from you and your kids will be dying from a real bioweapon. They're going to release a bioweapon during a civil war. You do not want to go down this road. And I'm telling the feds that, too. You know I'm telling you the truth. For God's sake, spread the word. For God's sakes, blow the whistle. And for heaven's sakes, in the name of Jesus, and that's not taking the Lord's name in vain, I mean in the name of Jesus, you better get right with God. But I am doing my job. And look, I'm not scared of a conflict. I'm not scared of trying to be a military leader. But I know how fraught that is and how infiltrated things are and what a disaster that is. That is not my mission. Does that answer your question, Jesse?
Yes, it does. And also, Alex, Greg Reese put out a report about Kings Mountain in North Carolina and about the storm, you know, that it really targeted around that area. And if you've listened, I'm sure you've listened to that Greg Reese report.
We played it, yes.
And I also, there was a battle on Kings Mountain several years ago, and it's a good spiritual place, and I hate to see them go in for lithium and destroy it all, but I think that's what their agenda on that. And
I agree with you that they want the tens of billions in lithium and the rest of it, but that's mainly a Republican area too. That's why they've been blocking the aid. You're absolutely on to something there. And the good news is the majority of people saw through it. That's the good news is everything our enemies do now falls on its face. They're a joke. All they've got left is violence. Does that make sense?
It does. It absolutely does. And thank you for letting me talk, Al.
God bless you. Look, I am telling the globalist controllers and owners something that they already know. You could only get away with this takeover and this destabilization if people didn't know you were behind it. They know you're behind it. And we will take the country back. It may take a long time and be terrible during a violent operation, a violent conflagration, but you will be brought to justice wherever you run to. You can look at the facts. You will never get away with this. So take the German general staff in 43. They come to Hitler and they go, we're going to lose this war within 2 years. You need to sue for peace. Hitler says no. You saw what happened. So I would address the globalists like that. You're in 1943 right now. You're going to lose. You can give up now and survive. And you can run off with some of your stolen money and play king, because it'll save a lot of lives, help a lot of people if we don't, you know, destroy you completely. But you're done. You will lose. Your globalist project is on the rocks. And the smarter ones of you are already rolling over publicly. That's good. And I think, you know, Zuckerberg, we need to see more out of him. But I think that, you know, at Nuremberg, too, he'll just have his money stripped from him. But he will be allowed to go free. Now, let's see some more from all of you. Come on over and join us right now. The last thing we want to do at Nuremberg, too, is to have to hang you. That's after you're given a trial, of course. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I was sent home with a sample of this, thinking it was just almost like a vitamin mineral fusion type of, you know, vitamins and minerals and just healthy stuff to help make up for the lack of nutrients in the food and water and air that we breathe. Everything we consume is just completely destroyed nutritionally, and so this will make up for it. What I didn't realize is it gives you incredible energy. So I drank it at night and then laid in bed from about 8 p.m. till about 2 a.m. just going, What did I drink a Red Bull after dinner? And I'm like, oh wait, it's called Optimal Human, and it's amazing. It was incredible. I didn't realize how much pure, powerful energy it gives you. So just be careful. It's powerful stuff. Use advisedly. See, I just thought it was going to be vitamins and minerals. Instead, it's just incredible energy. Optimal Human. There it is. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Yeah, so I got a canister of that. Put a scoop in. And here's what you do. Here's what I did. About half a lemon worth of lemon juice. Get some lemon juice, put it in the Optimal Human, because the Optimal Human taste is kind of, it just tastes kind of like a black tea. It's good by itself, but man, I added some lemon juice and it was actually delicious. And then it kept me up all night because it was incredibly good energy. So if you need some energy and want to make up for the lack of nutrients in the modern food supply, make your way to thealexjonesstore.com. Get yourself some Optimal Human. It really is powerful stuff. Optimal Human, it is really incredible. It's one of the things, like, you know, it's not a placebo effect because I wasn't expecting it to give me a ton of energy. I just thought it'd be giving me vitamins and nutrients. I didn't do my research, but yes, it has a lot of stuff in here for incredible natural energy. And I felt it last night, and I'm feeling it today as well. It's got prebiotics and probiotics. Ashwagandha Optimal Human combines the power of prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, antioxidants, and adaptogens to support your health from the inside out. Our comprehensive formula ensures you get to the nutrients you need for optimal wellness. Optimal Human supports gut health, immune function, and cognitive performance while maintaining vitality and reducing inflammation. Optimize your health now with 30% off out of the gates with this amazing introductory offer at thealexjonesstore.com. Sometimes things like iodine, you're not going to feel it right away. It's going to be cumulative, and the longer you take it, the more you're going to feel it, and it really hits you a couple days after taking it regularly. That's not one of these. That's not what Optimal Human is. Optimal Human is something that you feel right away and all day. It's really, really powerful stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com is where you can get it. Optimal Human, complete daily nutrient, whole health nutritional supplement. Go check it out. Do your own research.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the last three callers I took in a row, just as they came in, I take them in the order they received, said the exact same thing and asked the exact same question. What's on our mind? We know we've got a globalist coup over America. It's been revealed. It's been spotlighted. The majority of Americans get it now. The system's panicked. They admit that's happening. It's happening all over the world. It's not just here. But I want to finish your point before I go back to your calls and make that point about the private nuclear reactors that's so key, that ties into so much. When I get up here and I tell you 3 years ago that Elon Musk is about to go super hardcore against the New World Order, I know that. When I tell you Joe Rogan's about to get super hardcore and now it's happened, you saw that. And I've left it at that. When I get up here and I tell the public, let's not get in a physical fight, and I tell the feds, whose bosses are trying to get it going, that's another example of them trying to get white versus black or black versus white. It's divide and conquer. And if the feds in this country don't understand you're being set up, and that our own military was targeted with poison shots when Congress exempted itself and a bunch of other key federal agencies, you're not immune from the New World Order. You're far from it. And if you really look at where the globalists want to take this country, into a civil war, civil unrest, long crisis on the other end of it to completely transform the nature of this country, it is going to be hellish for everyone, and a real bioweapon release, you better believe, including nanotech, that's what they really got, because biology only goes so far, but synthetic goes even further, that I look into the future with the pre-programming and what they're doing. It is a future so hellish that I can't even imagine how anyone would go along with human trafficking little kids in slave labor. World War III with Russia. Super unpopular pedophile promotion everywhere. Tampons in little boys' bathrooms. Cat boxes in kids' bathrooms. They're trying to make us a bunch of mentally ill Fruit Loops who can't organize and get together for our own damn general interest. I am not an enemy of the feds. I am not an enemy of the black people. I am not an enemy of the white people or the Jews or the Muslims or anybody. But I am an enemy of the different groups and organizations that work together to bring in this world government with all the BlackRock funding, because they're enemies of the people. And just like Elon Musk said, with Kamala, you get destruction. With Trump, you get a chance. So to me, the globalists want to get us in a fight with each other over things. And that's a lie, because the fight is with the New World Order and their anti-human death cult agenda. So strategically, it's not good if we have a physical fight with the feds, because it's not going to be like lining up in 1776 with muskets and shooting each other. They're going to turn the power off. They got kill switches in everything. They're going to release a damn bioweapon. How do you stop it? You expose the globalists have been behind it, that they have the motive, and you let them know you're going to pay. I know so many military people, Army Special Operations, Navy SEALs, you name it, who had a bunch of their friends die after the shot. Brain cancer, heart attacks, people in great shape, 40-year-old, 45-year-old, 35-year-old, 30-year-olds. They just go, yeah, they killed us with it. Yeah, to purge the military. I go, aren't you angry? Well, if I stay angry, I just can't live my life. And, you know, I always hear the same thing, because they have that attribute of not being victims, but they take it so far, they just ignore the abuse they've had and don't think, if those criminals already did that to you, what else you think they'll do? So it's not about being a victim and being mad about it. It's about not letting them do it again. Justice is about stopping bad people from doing more of it. It's not about vengefulness. Though I'm not going to lie to you, after they're tried by a jury and convicted and have their appeal, I would feel satisfaction at getting the wolves off our children's backs to watch globalists, after convicted, on national TV, having their necks broken at the end of a rope. I won't lie to you. I would probably pop some champagne. But not out of hate of them, but out of a mission completed. And there will be globalists that swing from ends of ropes at the end of this. It may take a year. It may take 20 years. We'll win in the end, with God's help. But I just want everybody to know, this isn't big talk, and this isn't, you know, scary talk to be scary. That's where we're at. These damn people just killed 30 million folks and counting with these shots. The FDA is now pushing shots, the self-replicating nanotech garbage, on newborn frickin' babies. And I talk to people, you name it, doctors I know that got sick from the shots, or had friends that died. They go, well, what are you going to do? The system's too big. Well, then you might as well just roll over and die. Because I've been on air 30 years and 6 months, and all I've ever experienced is victory fighting them. And if I had the money Elon Musk had, can you imagine what I could do? And I'm not saying I do a better job. I'm just saying. And I'm not that good. I know so many men and women who are incredibly professional, incredibly smart, but they almost see it as rude if they get politically engaged. And, you don't talk about politics or religion. So they just think, well, privately they talk about it. They know all about it. I mean, like Joe Rogan. I went after him 8 years ago because I saw him going over the dark side, having leftists on, starting to buy into their stuff. And I knew privately he knows as much as I do or more. I mean, Joe Rogan, I knew Joe 25 years ago. He called in on my show on 9/11. He's a daily listener. We got to put that back on X. Alex Jones calls into, Joe Rogan calls into Alex Jones' show on 9/11. In fact, Chase, find the full call. Let's put that up. The point is, I got pissed because I said, Joe, I know you know this isn't true. And in the end, you're going to get burned by the New World Order. And I got on his ass, and he actually listened to me. He apologized. And I was a little too nasty, and I went too far, and I apologized for that. But I was pissed because it was personal, and I knew that he'd gone from riding the fence to starting to join with Sauron. And that's crazy. And Elon Musk has been told by many a person that you watch, the New World Order plan will destroy you too. It's anti-human. And then he saw his brother almost die from the shot, had his son taken away and sterilized. They killed his son. They killed his identity, his firstborn son. So that's the point is you can play games with this New World Order that's satanic and anti-human and pretend like you're going to protect yourself by playing footsie with it. You don't want to play footsie with this. Because you will be destroyed while you're alive. You don't have to speculate about whether there's an afterlife, which we know there is. You are making the ultimate mistake. So I'm like an FBI agent talking to the cult compound, to the bank robbers who've got hostages saying, listen, right now you'll just get 10 years in prison if you come out. You kill the hostages, we're going to come in there and kill you. Now, think this out. And I'm doing the same thing to the feds and the bureaucrats and the politicians and the corporate leaders. I'm like, do you like where you brought us? You got your whole world government technocracy, but it had to have the general public not informed to work. It's not working. It's not going to work. So now you think bioweapon releases and nuclear war will keep you in charge? People know you're guilty. Even if there's a nuclear war, you try to immerse your bunkers in 5 years, a few of your bunkers survive, there's going to be organized opposition that is going to hunt you down. That's not a threat. That's a guarantee. I don't want this conflict with you. I want this to stop. I want this roller coaster to come to an end. But you have to admit your New World Order's failed. You have to admit that you didn't poison us or dumb everybody down. You have to admit that you got a tiger by the tail and you've got to begin capitulating to your own self-interest and rebuke this satanic delusion that you're going to be gods and depopulate us and, you know, some moonraker scenario. You've got to realize that's a lie. Your thousand-year Reich is failing now in front of your eyes. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. I want to go to Eli, Dean, BMX, Dave, and Josiah. Then I've got to hit before the next hour this nuclear reactor news that I said I'd hit yesterday and I didn't. All right, let's go ahead and go to Eli in South Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, everybody, go and give Alex some money. You got the money. Just give it to him. Number two, if the vice president is the one that certifies the presidential election, and what's Kamala supposed to be doing on January 6th?
That's a good question. Elaborate on that.
Well, yesterday Roger Stone was saying that they're going to have faked electors. And I know that when the electors go to Congress, they write the name down, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris. Well, they all hand that sealed envelope to Kamala Harris, the vice president. She's the president of Congress. She's the one who's reading out the names. There's no camera on her. There's no transparency there. There's nobody looking to make sure that she's calling out the right name. And if these fake electors are compromised, I mean, they're already fake, then who's to say that she's going to be calling out the right name?
She and by the way, you're raising a key point. Trump went with his real electors if Congress found fraud, so they were there as a backup like Obama and JFK did in the early 60s. Trump got that idea because John Podesta and others told the New York Times, we're going to have our electors and not recognize Trump. Exactly. So Trump just explored it. They're saying they're going to do it.
Gotcha. I just thinking about that, and I need a camera over her shoulder. I want to know what name she's calling out in them sealed envelopes.
And for those that aren't catching what you're saying, who may have just tuned in, just like they said Pence could have blocked the certification, it'll be Kamala over the certification of the election she's in. Just like you had the head of elections running for governor stealing it from Carrie Lake in Arizona.
Yeah, Katie Hobbs did the same thing. She certified her own election, and she's got the blueprint. She's got the playbook. And I think that's how she's going to steal it. I think that's how they're going to steal it. Real nice and easy.
Yeah, she certifies herself. I mean, hell, she was appointed. They did a coup over Biden. Why not? I mean, that's where we are. I mean, again, we're already in this. It ain't coming. Yeah. It's here.
Right.
It's crazy.
That's all I had, brother.
Thank you. All right, I'm only going to spend a few minutes on this and go back to your calls. At the height of my demonization in the media 5 years ago, listeners said, we want a We Love Alex Jones shirt. And then I saw a lady wearing one that she'd had made that looked like a I Love New York, but I Love Alex Jones shirt. And I thought that was a little arrogant for me to sell shirts. I Love Alex Jones, even though it's triggering to the left. You meet a lot of great people, and it's amazing. I posted a story where a guy went to a leftist conference and got 10-to-1 positive comments. You can go read it on X, see a photo of him there with all the leftists at a folk festival. I posted that last night at Real Alex Jones. But listeners have really asked for it, and it's very triggering to the left, and it's a lot of fun. So we have an I Love New York style shirt. We'll show it to you on screen. Just I, with a big heart, love Alex Jones. And then the URL under it, realalexjones.com, in case they shut down InfoWars. That'll be one of the URLs folks we're working with are going to be using to get the news and the videos and the reports and the analysis and the guest out. So realalexjones.com. So it's a great shirt. It's navy blue. Looks like black on the screen, but it's navy blue. The red looks great on it. And that's one of the fundraiser shirts now as well at the alexjonesstore.com. Oh, there's black and blue options, navy blue and black options. Okay. Printed up right there in Arkansas. The alexjonesstore.com, a great new shirt. There's also the classic InfoWars red on navy blue. There's also a white InfoWars on black. And that is what is going to help the folks that are making sure that we can continue on, have the funds to have the infrastructure and everything. And just a microcosm, we're on 350-plus radio stations and a whole bunch of cable and TV stations, and number one on cloud TV. It costs $18,000 a month for those satellites, those two satellites. And that's how those stations pick it up. A lot of stations pick it up by internet streams and files, but the TV stations and the radio stations and the cable stations, they want those satellites. So it's $18,400 a month. And we've done cost cutting. You know, we had another provider for it was $24,000. We even changed satellites, which is just, you know, cost cut. But that's an example. We got to have folks signing contracts, getting that up. Even if InfoWars doesn't get shut down, it all has to be set up. And that just gives us more reach, more backup. So we hope that's not needed. And we can, whatever gets built by these other folks we're working with, can be rolled into this. And there's a lot of people saying they're coming to the table. No matter what Soros tries to spend to save InfoWars, that's great. But I am going to rely on the viewers and the listeners, because it's always been little guys, little women, little people. I'm little too, but all of us together are big. So please go to the alexjonesstore.com and get the new I Love Alex Jones. We also have brought back the I Hate Alex Jones, which I saw folks wearing at the Big Tucker rally. I saw a couple of them. Because it's a great you go into left and say, oh, I hate him too, and then have a conversation. Or other people say, hey, I really like him. It's an adventure to wear these shirts. That's kind of how my brain works. Let's make an I Hate Alex Jones shirt, which is never really that popular, though. I saw two of them at the Tucker event. So there's just so many great limited edition shirts. The alexjonesstore.com. You can also go to drjonesnaturals.com, my dad's supplement site. A lot of new supplements were supposed to already be in, but they're about to be in. But Next Level Financial Energy did come back in. It isn't a stimulant, but it sure feels like one, but no letdown. You really want to have Next Level Financial Energy. It's so good for your whole body. It detoxifies your cells. You feel it in 30 minutes, but after taking it a few weeks, you really feel it. I'm on it right now. When I religiously take it, it's amazing. Next Level Financial Energy, selling out at drjonesnaturals.com. The fluoride-free toothpaste concentrate with all the essential oils and nano-silver, super blue toothpaste. It's all there. Kaba Chill, 60% off, about to sell out. It's all there. Rocket Rest Sleep Aid. Top Brain is a stimulant, nootropic, really strong, really great. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. Want to support us? No matter what happens, InfoWars, go there. I'm asking you to take action. All right, let's go to Dave in Pennsylvania. What happens next in the election, Dave?
How you doing, Alex? God bless you.
God bless you.
Everyone go to Real Alex Jones. Donate, do what you can.
Thank you.
Get the t-shirts. I got the Live Free or Die on right now.
Thank you.
To go to the gym. I think what's going to happen is if Kamala manages to steal this election, they're going to activate those sleeper cells that they have, military age, gang members, people that are no stranger to guns and violence. And they're going to be fighting like they're fighting for their own freedom, because if Trump actually does win, they're going to say, activate those sleeper cells because they're coming to get you.
And to be clear, they give them government-issued cell phones and they're controlled by gangs. They don't even know who they're getting the orders from. You're not just speculating. You're dead on.
And I'm not. And I wouldn't be surprised if the government provides them with the weapons also. Now, places that...
Oh, it gets worse than that. I heard 2 years ago that the ATF was telling gun stores, sell illegal aliens guns. I didn't believe it. Then listeners, gun dealers with their stuff blacked out, sent it to me. And then last year, and then this year, two federal judges appointed by Obama ruled illegal aliens can buy guns, have guns, conceal guns, and use guns. Did you know that?
No, I didn't, but I believe it. You know, was that project, whatever it was with Obama?
Yeah, the Civil Defense Force, just as big and just as strong as our military, and it gets worse.
Yep.
A whole bunch of states and counties and cities are hiring illegal aliens as a police.
Yep. So what I think, if they had to target places, where would they target first? I think they would target police stations, red areas, people where you know that there's conservative people, Trump supporters or whatever, and actually go to their houses, go to their doors, and try to unleash a bunch of home invasions.
We got secret interview documents 10 years ago with Alexander Soros funding the group where the Antifa goes out and pays people and tells them what to burn and attack. You're dead on.
So when it comes to our front door and we have no other choice but to fight back, that's when they're going to spin it. Those are your Civil War conditions right there.
Bingo.
So what we need to do is we need to document these times and put it out on the independent media before the mainstream media takes it and manipulates the whole story. So the key is get it out on the independent media so people know what's really happening. Once they see the threat of the independent media getting the actual truth out, that's when the power gets cut off.
And you just hit the nail on the head. That's why, and I've told Joe Rogan this and he agrees, that's why I've told Elon this and he agrees, and tweeted about it, and that's why they're going to go after not just the biggest talk show host, but 100 deep. They're going to first try to send MS-13 and these other criminal gangs and Antifa to wipe us out. They will be coming to our houses.
So how does Elon Musk keep X broadcasting when they cut it out? I know you
he's got Starlink that bypasses that.
So that's one of the solutions.
He's got his own generators.
Getting the truth out.
Yep.
That's the solution to help keep getting the truth out. But if your typical cellular phone doesn't connect to X, I mean, not everyone's going to be prepared with the satellite phone. That's not going to happen.
No, I agree. They're going to cut the communications and cut the power in certain areas.
Yeah. And that's it. And then one other thing that's a real telling thing, I think, is when Hillary Clinton got on that interview and said, they're about to say things, and whatever they say, you can't believe them. And they seemed like they were most scared about the independent media getting the truth out. So whatever this big bombshell thing that's coming, maybe this is the October surprise, that's gonna really take Trump over the top.
Well, I can tell you what it is. It's that P. Diddy was working with Epstein Group and the CIA, and that Tim Walz is a pedophile.
It's got to be because we all know that's what.
Well, let me just say this. We are investigating very close right now. We're going to have some big stuff. Well, the enemy already knows, so I'll let you know. We got some big stuff coming soon, next 48 hours.
Hey, that's it. I want to try that human, whatever it is. That
Optimal
that
human.
Green powder. Optimal human. That looks great.
It's not hype. It's the best green food out there.
I bought gold and silver from KEPM because they specifically said that when you buy their silver and gold, it directly helps InfoWars. So I invested whatever I could. Gold and silver. I bought my wife a gold bar.
Well, thank you, brother. Yeah, they only charge 8%. They're the biggest company out there because of the quality. And then a percentage of that goes. Without them, we wouldn't be on air right now. It's the place to get gold and silver, kpm.com/gold. That way we get some of the support. Absolutely. Thank you, sir. All right. I didn't hit this reactor news yet. Let me just get it out of the way. I mean, I did 30 minutes on this yesterday about the breakaway civilization and the UFOs harassing the military bases and how the globalists have a breakaway civilization now harassing the military to make them think it's aliens. But a big part of the breakaway civilization is they cut off our natural gas and our oil and our fuel and our infrastructure and the pipelines. Big tech wants their own corporate reservations, both rural and urban, that have their own power. And Bill Gates said this 10 years ago, but now they've gotten the authorization. They're building a whole bunch of small nuclear reactors all over the place. And so Amazon will have its own nuclear reactors being built now. Google will have its own nuclear reactors. Apple will have its own nuclear reactors, and it won't be hooked into the grid. It's for them only while they cut off all your power. But what I'll do is shoot a special report on it. I hit it there. I promised I would. I've got the articles right here. Let me just show those to you. Google to buy nuclear power for AI data centers in world first deal. Google turns nuclear to power AI data centers. You read it, it's going to be their own systems with Bill Gates. Amazon invests more than $500 million in small modular nuclear reactors to power Amazon AWS. Amazon to invest, it goes on from there. So you see this, it's like, oh, great, nuclear reactors. Well, if you're going to have it, and they're dangerous, even these new ones, but it's not even hooked into the grid. So they can turn your power off whenever they want with the, quote, smart meters in your houses. Remember they said they never do that? Now they're doing it everywhere. We'll be right back.
The deep state hates me almost more than anybody in the world except President Trump. That's because I've got their number. We've got a giant audience of activists like you that understand what's happening as well and aren't going to roll over and let them take over our planet and enslave us and depopulate us. We're going to stop this death cult together. But the enemies of freedom are trying to shut us down November 13th. Regardless, our great sponsors are going to keep the broadcast going no matter what. But we need funds to do it. So please go to our amazing sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, and get some of these amazing designs. More than 15 years ago, I designed this baby. We brought it back. I love it. It's a collectible. It's limited edition. It's at thealexjonesstore.com. And now they've added long-sleeved, lightweight, and heavyweight hoodies for cool weather and super cold weather with all these incredible designs. They're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. And it gets even crazier. These shirts are being made right now, so I don't have one, but tomorrow we'll have one. It's in the mail to us right now. Look at this. You talk about fun. I was going to be a Democrat for Halloween, but my head wouldn't fit up my ass. Gotta love that. Here's another one. Make Halloween great again with the evil Trump. Make the frogs straight again. All these great designs and more are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It keeps us on the air at this critical time in the face of the globalists, and they're amazing shirts. You'll meet so many great people when you're out wearing these. It's an adventure to wear these shirts, and it keeps us on air. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for supporting free speech. You are the reason we're still here. God bless you. Now, please visit thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I want to thank all those that have gone and gotten the shirts. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You are amazing.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.